Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Along with sodium, potassium, and magnesium, calcium is one of the ions that move across the cellular membrane during cardiac contraction and relaxation. Slowing the rate which calcium moves with medications called calcium channel blockers is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. For ACLS, the primary use of calcium channel blockers is for the treatment of stable, narrow complex tachycardias refractory to vagal maneuvers and adenosine. They may also be used to lower the blood pressure of ischemic stroke patients with severe hypertension. Adenosine is generally not effective for the treatment of SVT caused by atrial fib or flutter. After giving 6 mg of adenosine to a stable patient with a heart rate greater than 150, if we see AFib or flutter as the underlying rhythm, we may opt to skip the second dose of adenosine and consider the use of a calcium channel blocker or a beta blocker to slow the heart. There are several calcium channel blockers available for use. In the acute setting, nicardipine, cardizem, or verapamil are commonly stocked on crash carts or EMS medication bags. This is an organizational choice, so a different medication may be used in your area. As an ACLS provider, you should be aware of the medications used by your organization and familiarize yourself with their specific dosing. These medications have a negative chronotropic and inotropic effect on the heart, meaning that their use will slow the heart's rate and decrease the force of contractions. Calcium channel blockers not only have an effect on the heart, they affect blood vessels as well, causing them to relax and dilate. Because of these actions, calcium channel blockers are contraindicated in patients with hypotension, a heart block, or pulmonary edema. If a patient with a heart rate over 150 has a sudden decrease in consciousness, hypotension, as indicated by a systolic blood pressure less than 90, signs of shock, acute CHF, or ischemic chest pain, they're unstable and should be cardioverted with a synchronized shock. Using TPA to treat stroke patients with uncontrolled hypertension increases the risk of intracerebral hemorrhage. For suspected ischemic stroke patients with severe hypertension indicated by a systolic blood pressure higher than 185 millimeters of mercury or a diastolic pressure of 110 or more, the calcium channel blocker nicardipine may be administered by infusion starting at 5 milligrams per hour. The patient's blood pressure should be assessed every 15 minutes, and the medication slowly titrated up in 2.5 mg per hour increments until a blood pressure less than 180 over 110 is obtained, or we reach the maximum dose of 15 mg per hour. For a deeper dive into calcium channel blockers, tachycardia, or stroke, be sure to check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. I've posted links to some of my favorite medical podcasts that cover ACLS-related topics. Some of them are just as entertaining as they are educational, and a few even offer free CE. Just create an account and pass an online quiz after listening to an episode. I hope that you enjoy them as much as I do. If you found today's tip on calcium channel blockers helpful, consider giving back via the link in the episode notes or take a few seconds to share PASS ACLS with your coworkers on LinkedIn or other social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.